Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Institute for Personal Development, where total consciousness is the new frontier. Kriya Yoga is the union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices that initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well today. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful on this moon day. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Today on The Voice of Yoga, we will be talking about the new moon on November 11th, 2015, which fell on Veterans Day. The new moon is always a new beginning and a great time for a fresh start. This event is also being joined with the opposition of transiting Mars to the solar eclipse of March 20th of 2015, 29 degrees Pisces, 10 minutes, giving this lunation a little more of a call to action than normal. Events build momentum, and it is helpful to get behind the wave to assist you in moving forward with your intentions. Join the Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance to get the light in your soul and help bring peace to the earth. So, Swami, I guess we should just start talking about what is the effect from the solar eclipse from March 20, 2015 to now? How should we look at that and put that into place to help us on our, further us along on our path?
Yeah, I think a lot of us are just trying to figure out what is that going to represent for me. And a lot of the times what I do is I just look at where that falls in my chart and of course, is it an aspect to anything in the chart? So that, in, say, for example, if it falls on a planet or it is opposing a planet or any type of aspect that this eclipse might be setting off in your chart, because we haven't really come to the full moon phase of this particular eclipse, so we're still trying to figure out what exactly does this represent for me? What began on March 20th? And a lot of like what we're doing here today is just trying to see how we're reacting to and responding to these transits and progressions, and because we're talking about something that happened on November 11th. And here it is, you know, it's November 16th. So we're a few days behind everything, but that was by design, so that we can actually start to see what am I doing with these biospheres of energy that are available to me at a given time. Am I really optimizing this energy field?
So you're saying it's really not too late to go back to take advantage as to maybe what was going on, like you said, on March 20th. You know, maybe I can think back and say, well, just what was happening in my life around that time? And, of course, if somebody journals, they can obviously look back and see what was happening on that particular time period. But then, so I guess what I'm saying is not too late to take advantage of the energies even back from March 20th.
No, it's never too late. And that's the whole key that we want to really try and do, is we want to try and keep our lives as organic as possible, so that we are constantly being able to make changes, make adjustments, to adapt to the events, circumstances, and situations that life's presenting to us, so that we're not controlled by them.
Now that brings about the whole process of, do we even know we're being controlled by them? Because there's, you know, a lot of us are going along through our lives not even understanding our place in the world, for one, or our place in our community, and, you know, trying to find out how do we fit in, and yet also trying to work on our spiritual path. And I know, you know, you practice with the labyrinth, and as your Kriya Yoga students, we practice with the labyrinth, working with the departments of our lives, but not everybody has those tools, those abilities. So to get them to turn and focus on themselves and their place and these energies, it could be very challenging for people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's all going to depend on your mindset. Because if you have the mindset that you're a victim, then you don't have control. Everything is happening to you. So a big part of the practice of Kriya Yoga is that you immediately assume responsibility, that I'm not the victim, that I'm creating my reality. And if you're not doing it consciously and willfully, then we are doing it unconsciously or karmically. And so, but either way, the more conscious participation that you can enlist, the more control that you will have over your destiny.
I had a conversation with somebody at work the other day exactly on that same thing, and we were talking about accidents, and I said, well, on some level, we create all of the events that happen in our lives, things that happen around us, things that happen to us, and he was so flabbergasted by that whole possibility that, you know, and he said, what about your bike accident? You're saying that you created that? And I said, on some level, that I had created that. Maybe I didn't consciously do it, but it could have been unconscious, it could have been karmic. And in trying to explain that to somebody who's not even anywhere near the kind of program of trying to develop himself, it was very challenging for me to try to get him to try to understand that.
Yeah, and again, those are some of the things that we do talk about, you know, that our level of consciousness, our degree of awareness, that initially the conscious mind is relatively small. And when the mind is small, we feel like victims because such a huge portion of our reality is outside our field of awareness. And the whole intention of the practice of yoga is to impregnate the seed of that mind, to get matter and mind to come together with an energy field that produces a progressive cycle. And then when our minds start to open, our identity starts to transcend the limits of just seeing ourselves as separate, then you have a different level of consciousness. You have a different degree of awareness. You're becoming something different. And so those are the variables that you can't just assume that because you're in a human form that you are growing psychologically and spiritually. And when somebody is of that small mindset, somebody's identity is all bound up in their bodies, they do feel like victims. And so a lot of us are comfortable with that. Whereas from the perspective that we take, you know, we really want to assume responsibility for everything. We want to get ourselves in that position because the goal of yoga is total consciousness. And when you're totally conscious, then of course you see how you're creating your reality on all of these different levels.
Well, my father may not be a very spiritual person as far as, like, he's starting to learn the yoga part and things like that, but But he was brought up as a religious man, went to church every Sunday and things like this. But he always taught us, as one thing to always be grateful for, he always taught us responsibility. We have to be responsible for everything that we do. But I didn't realize then, back as a child, that it would have such a profound effect on me as an adult, just to always be, whatever you say, whatever you do is going to have ramifications. And some people don't live like that. They didn't have that kind of leadership from their parents. And apparently with this one particular person that I work with, he was just so totally against the fact that he should be responsible for everything that happens in his life. So how do you respond to somebody like that and trying to get them to understand that he's looking through, you know, an aperture that's the size of a dime, you know, and to try to get him to expand his mind. I suggested him listening to our Blog Talk Radio shows and so on and so forth, but just even to get him to take the leap into wanting to learn more was challenging for me.
Yeah, that part, I've struggled with that for such a long time that I've really come to the mindset is that you really can't convince anybody against their will. Mm-hmm. That when you are trying to discuss these concepts, these principles, these theories, that you really have to be careful, because they will deteriorate into arguments and not discussions. But the law of karma, the law of reciprocity, for every action there is an equal and an opposite reaction, that is all scientifically documented. So that concept, if somebody has resistance to that, then, you know, you're better off changing the subject, I think, rather than trying to convince somebody that what you're putting out is actually going to determine what's going to come back to you. And at that point, but the main thing is for you to understand that, just like what you learned as a young child, that if you are more mindful, if you are more intelligent in your decision making, it will have an impact, you know, in the long term consequences of this lifetime.
Yeah, I agree with that. You can't have an argument about it. When you start shaking somebody's belief system right to the roots, it was a very interesting conversation. I'd like to kind of turn our show today, and also in celebration of Veterans Day. I know you have some thoughts about the veterans and what that all entails. Could you enlighten us as to what you feel Veterans Day might represent?
Well, the whole concept of the veteran, to me, always reminds me of what I call warrior medicine. You know, the power of the individual to assert themselves, to be able to ask for what they want. And of course, you know, just like what we were saying, to be able to ask for what you want in a way that it doesn't do any harm to anything else around you is what I call optimal living.
So we all can be warriors, and we can talk about that more. But so for right now, we're going to hold that thought, and we'll pause to hear a word from our sponsors. And so, listeners, if you have any questions, I will open up the phone lines when we get back. So we will be back in a few moments.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudashyate.
If you are looking for a samadhi-based experience, IPD Kriya Yoga has the goods. A complete yoga program that includes the practices and the process. Kriya Yoga Theory 1 live classes and videos. Get your arms around the spiritual science of Kriya Yoga.
You know, the intention of why we practice is to embody spirit. You know, feel connected to the life.
Kriya Yoga Asana live classes and videos. A cosmically engineered system of exercises to initiate apotheosis. A system of exercises engineered for dining and dancing at the Cosmic Ballroom. Kriya Yoga Theory 2 live classes and videos. A practice in open form designed to facilitate positive growth of consciousness. Get your labyrinth video.
I find the positive side of it.
Kriya Yoga Mantra and Meditation. With repetition comes absorption. Pray on prana and become divine.
At the same time, we all have a unique talent and gift to give back to the universe.
Private Session. The mysteries of the universe have always been handed down verbally from teacher to student. Call or click now and get started. 603-929-0303 or www.ipdtransform.com. Namaste.
Purna Maria, Purna Meva Vashishate.
And welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So what I'd like to do is open up the phone lines if you have any questions for Swami about what's going on celestially, or anything at all for Swami. I'm opening up right now, so you can ask your questions. Okay, so Swami, what I do, I have a question regarding what was said in the beginning of our program, and I had said that giving this lunation a little more of a call to action than normal. Now, are we talking about a call to action to what we desire? I mean, our plan is that we can apply that to just about anything?
Yeah, the whole key is that we all have a Mars, and we all have personal interest. We all have personal desire. And so being able to integrate that into cultivating a complete personality, that you really want to balance your life. And so oftentimes, because of certain patterns or just events, circumstances, some of us repress our feelings. Some of us overreact. Some of us... So a lot of everything that we're learning in Kriya Yoga is we enlist disciplines, and we are able to express these feelings intelligently so that we are taking consideration for consequences. So we are able to ask for what we want and not respond as if we're going to die if we don't get what we want. So that you have more objectivity. You're more detached, but at the same time you're engaged, that you're involved in your life, that you do have interest. Mm-hmm. And it's an important thing, because like we said earlier, the whole thing of warrior medicine is energy. And one of the things I always remember in Elizabeth Hyatt's book, Initiation, she says there's no such thing as bad energy. It's just energy that's wrongly used. So a lot of it is attuning ourselves to energy, you know, to use energy to break the inertia. A lot of times people are stuck in these states of depression. And, you know, here's an opportunity where all of a sudden, you know, there's now you've got something that can give you a little momentum. And if you can get behind that, you can use that to help you start to move in a positive direction. And then, of course, the more engaged you are in your yoga practice, a body in motion requires a lot less energy to keep in motion than a body at rest requires to put in motion. So once we break the inertia and we start to get a little momentum, then the whole thing is to be able to sustain that, to keep behind it. And that's, again, where you use your yoga practice, where you are doing things on a regular basis. And sometimes things plateau, sometimes things flatten out, sometimes it's more difficult. And then other times, like I say, you get this surge of energy. Mm. And the intention is to get behind that and let it help you move your life in a particular direction.
That sounds like great advice, and I'm trying to apply that to a work situation that I'm going through with the owner of my immediate supervisor, where I find it very challenging what you say, to ask for what you want, and she is the way she is because of whatever reason. But I do find it challenging to be myself and to say to her, like, what you say, ask for what you want, and like, you know, I don't appreciate being talked to like that. I'm a human being just like you. We're both the same animates you as animating me. But if I had said something like that to her, I think it would be totally misconstrued somehow.
Well, the main thing is that in a situation like that, you do not want to repress your feelings. You know, that's the whole thing. One of the things I've always tried to use is you never want to not do anything out of fear, and you never want to do anything out of anger. So if you're afraid of asserting yourself, then that's where you want to use these energies to break that inertia. And again, using your yoga practice, that, you know what, I'm asking for what I want. If I don't get what I want, I'm not in danger. Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing is that if she doesn't like what I'm asking for and she gets rid of me, I'm still not in danger. You know, but to assert yourself and to say to somebody that it's not acceptable for you to treat me this way, to me, is really an important part of your yoga practice. Being spiritual does not mean that you're a doormat. You know, non-injury is where this actually begins. And so when you are being abused and you are not sticking up for yourself, then you're laying down, and now you're enabling somebody to intimidate you. And that's where it has to stop. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just a simple assertion, you know, like, I really don't like the way that you talk to me. I don't, you know, that's not acceptable. Oftentimes is all it takes. Mm-hmm. But if you are immobilized by fear and you do not assert yourself, then, of course, then that becomes repressed feeling. That will come at you, you know, where either they will perpetuate, they will continue to attack, mm-hmm. or it could also surface as some sort of, you know, accident or incident or symptom in your body. So you've got to be really careful that you are managing what it is that you're putting out.
So being that we just celebrated Veterans Day, I'll look at this more as being the warrior and, you know, call upon those lessons that you just talked about. I think that's probably a really great idea. The last thing I want to do is not stick up for myself, and I think that's a good lesson for everybody, is to, you know, be responsible for how they're going to feel down the road. Like you said, repressed feelings can turn into something else, and that's definitely what we want to try to avoid. And at the same time, I don't want to, you know, feel guilty about having these conversations with her and make her feel bad either, you know, so I got to figure out a way to talk to her in such a way where we both feel good after the conversation.
Yeah, and the other thing is that oftentimes I think we give ourselves a little too much power, that, you know, I'm responsible for how you feel. And I never really look at things like that. You know, I mean, I don't know how you're going to internalize what it is that I'm saying. I spend a lot of time being introspective, analytical, observant, and reflective, so that I'm in tune with how I feel. And then I try and organize my thoughts in a way so that I can express those feelings so that they are comprehensive and intelligible. And then, of course, when I ask for what I want, then I certainly don't feel guilty if I get what I want. Now, if me asking for what I want is upsetting to you, then I look at it as that part is not my responsibility. You know, especially if I do it in a way that is intelligent, not insulting, not threatening, just the simple assertion, you know, that this is not acceptable. And have some sort of call to action to, you know, because if somebody doesn't respect you, you know, what kind of a relationship is that anyway?
Mm-hmm. So we just brought this around full circle when we talked about being in the program, and that's being responsible for everything that happens to us, not just ourselves, but, you know, let's talk about this particular person. She is responsible for how she feels and reacts, and whether that's not my responsibility, that's what I have to remember, is that that's on her. That's on me. As long as I maintain my sense of self and like you said, and do it in such a way where it's intelligent and not with emotion or feeling, right?
Yeah. And again, you know, that's why we enlist all of these different strategies and disciplines, is so that we do have the psychological organs, so that we are able to rise above, you know, these unconscious patterns that, you know, I don't want to be confrontational, you know, I'm afraid to say something, you know, that actually is an unconscious response rooted in fear, and it's a problem. Whereas to ask for what you want intelligently is just optimal, because you're expressing the feeling and you're using your mental functions, so you're taking consideration for consequences.
So we can still be warriors and still be on our path. That's great to know. It's wonderful advice. So in closing, I would like to invite your listeners out there to visit our website. You can follow Swami on Pinterest, Twitter, and Facebook, of course. And don't forget, available are the online classes you can access through the website. Keep those comments, questions, and curiosities coming, because Swami does enjoy hearing from you. And be sure to tune in next week. We will discuss Thanksgiving along with, I believe, the full moon's coming up, that we'll be talking about that. So, Swami, any final thoughts to give our listeners today?
Well, just to try and keep the ball rolling and keep your practice going and use these opportunities to your advantage if you can. And next, like you say, next week we'll talk about the full moon, which is more of a delivery. What the new moon promises, the full moon delivers. And then, of course, the holiday of Thanksgiving that will be kind of accompanying that particular full moon. And with that, I wish everybody a good day. Namaste.
And thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton along with Swami Jayananda signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.